This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. United Airlines had its quarterly earnings call a couple of weeks ago. They did all right. Net income about $1.1 billion. What grabbed us, though, was when the company said it's going to add planes to its fleet, in part by buying some Boeing 737s. Not the MAXs, which are still grounded, but older, used planes. Where, though, does one go to find used planes, Marketplace's Jack Stewart's been looking into that.
Everyone knows you can get a better deal on a car by buying it used, sometimes a much better one. And it turns out the same is true for planes. James Moon is a UK-based plane broker with a decent amount of inventory at the moment.
We have a few 747s, 737s, A320s, A330, A340 for sale.
Moon says being a plane broker is a little like being a realtor. Sellers, like fleet companies, ask him to match them with a buyer.
They'll appoint someone, you know, like myself, to take photos for it, produce all the marketing materials, and then try and find a buyer for it.
Instead of spending $100 million on a new plane, a buyer can pick up an older 737 for as little as $15 to $25 million, Moon says. Or for a similarly sized alternative, he has a nice 2005 Airbus A320.
The A320, that's owned by an investment company. I think it was around the 22 million mark. You know, there's some maintenance during the aircraft. You've got to get it ferry flyable to get it out of the country where it's parked up at the moment, and there's some parking charges. So there's a whole list of things that need to be addressed first that put people off.
Businesses and the rich, of course, usually go in for something a little smaller than a passenger jet. Renee Bangelsdorf is the co-founder of Charlie Bravo Aviation. She's one of only about five women who own their own brokerage businesses. And she deals mainly in planes like used Learjets, Gulfstreams, and King Airs.
We work with very large companies, and we also work with a lot of small and mid-sized businesses. And many of these companies in the United States have remote locations because it's advantageous to them to have factories manufacturing in more rural areas.
She says it's a good time to be in the used plane business. The tax overhaul included some great incentives for companies to buy equipment, like corporate jets. And the economy has been strong. But in a down economy, the plane is usually the first thing to go.
We're at the mercy of some of those things sometimes in this business, but we found that good customers stick around. Most people don't just buy one plane, they buy five or six over their lifetime.
For used commercial jets, there's also always some demand, but it can fluctuate, says Eric Bernardini. He's head of aerospace defense and airlines practice for the consultancy Alex Partners. He says, typically, an aircraft has three lives.
One is carrying passengers for airlines. The second time is going for charter airlines. And the third part of his life is used for cargo.
But if an airline can afford to buy or lease new, it probably will, because new planes are typically much cheaper to run, being more fuel efficient and needing less maintenance.
The tendency in commercial aerospace right now is more, you know, how fast can I get new aircraft? And if Airbus could deliver tomorrow morning double their production, you would have people who would be queuing up to get those aircraft.
James Moon, the broker, says although the United purchase might not be directly linked to the 737 MAX grounding, he is seeing more business than usual.
The MAX issues have only caused more market activity, and what would have been a normal, you know, standard, probably quiet August is now quite busy.
And with no ending to the MAX grounding in sight, that could continue for a while yet. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.